A company based in Maine is several years into a preliminary study of the viability of generating electric power using the strong tides in Cook Inlet. At a meeting in the city of Kenai this morning, Ocean Renewable Power Company outlined their general strategy for moving forward. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
If you've ever seen the wheat-cutting farm equipment, the combine, imagine the front of that machine, except bigger, and the blades are twisted into a slight spiral. That's roughly what the TGU looks like. That's the turbine generator unit that sits under the water and turns slowly with moving water.
So the output varies with the velocity of the current. So on an average basis, we're generating about 75% of the time.
Ocean Renewable Power President and CEO Chris Sauer says the advantage is that tides are somewhat predictable compared to something like wind. Also, the TGUs are designed to be able to link together with other TGUs to build a network that reduces the effects of the slowdown in between tides. But it's still not a perfect system for electrical supply. During his presentation, Sauer explained that the company does not expect to displace oil and gas. He calls tidal energy a small part of a diverse energy supply, but one that makes sense, he says, given the ongoing decline of oil and gas in Cook Inlet.
There's a lot of underutilized industrial capacity. Just drive out to Nikiski, you'll see that. There are fabrication facilities that are not being utilized. This is part of the whole value proposition that tidal energy brings.
Sauer says along with the preliminary test unit that was built and operated in Maine, several different designs are possible now, like a smaller unit design that would go into a river. That's what the company is exploring in the village of Nenana. If a project in Cook Inlet were to move forward, maintenance would need to be done about every year, and every 5 or 6 years, it would be replaced with another unit for enough time to take it out for more major repair. Sauer says besides bearings and seals, the structure itself is not going to wear out very quickly. He says there's really only one moving part.
When you think about it, there's nothing really that's going to wear out. The structure itself isn't going to wear out. So we think, certainly a 20-year life, but we can't find a component that says, hey, it's only going to last so long, particularly if every 6 years you're rebuilding the generator.
Most of the dozen or so in attendance today seem to be generally in support of at least exploration of tidal energy. The company is doing research now at Fire Island, west of Anchorage, where tidal power is a possibility. But questions remain. How will these generators affect wildlife like salmon and Cook Inlet beluga whales? The Fire Island research is examining exactly those issues and making them available to the public. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Field Supervisor Doug Palmer from the Soldotna office says the studies that Ocean Renewable Power is conducting will turn out useful information for many agencies.
That's the thing about Upper Cook Inlet. We don't understand how the salmon, we know it's an important migration corridor, probably not used heavily as a feeding area just because of the heavy turbidity and water clarity up there. It's more conducive for salmon to feed elsewhere other than Upper Cook Inlet. So it hasn't been studied well as far as where the fish are migrating, whether it's near shore, near the surface, or the bottom. And so I'm interested to see some of the findings that they have come up with.
And the Homer-based nonprofit Cook Inlet Keeper is supportive of tidal power. Executive Director Bob Shavelson says the concerns about tidal power are overshadowed by concerns in other industries.
I hear questions raised by certain federal and state agencies about impacts, and I think it's important to look at relative impacts from oil and gas seismic work or, Port of Anchorage expansion and understand that this is going to be a blip compared to some of those impacts. So we're hopeful that they'll get a fair hearing and this can move forward and that the pilot will grow into something more substantial.
Ocean Renewable hopes to provide power systems to others and to produce power themselves for electricity sales to local utilities. Meantime, state and federal regulatory agencies must approve steps along the way for it to proceed to a full-scale operation. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.